Okay, Simen Pei Vav. We finish off showering, Dini Rechitza, and then we get into animals. Animals on Shabbos. Okay, so Simen Pei Vav Vav. So Mutter Lashuv Yada Bemursan. You're allowed to rub your hands in Mursan is how do you call it? Bran. Now, when you take wet hands and you put it into bran, it's going to make the bran stick together, or flour, or any of this type of thing. So the problem is that maybe that's considered like kneading, KNEA, because you're clumping together things. So the kids Shulchan Aruch are saying it's mutter to do that. Afal pi sheyadayim rutuvos, even though the hands are wet, uvachal yitin esamayim al mursan mamash, as long as you don't mamash put the water there onto the bran or flour. You're not allowed to scrub your hands with salt. With soap, you're not allowed to. Because what happens is it sort of melts or dissolves, and therefore it's considered noilad. You're creating something new. That's why you can't use bar soap, bar deodorant on Shabbos. Question is, what about and bar soap also might have the sort of memachic smoothing out. There are those that disagree and say that our soaps you would be able to rub, but lemaisa, the minig is not to use bar soap. Liquid soap, Rav Moshe Feinstein actually is very machmir with liquid soap. And he says you really shouldn't use liquid soap, but it seems like what he means is a thicker liquid soap. You know, some of the fancier thick soaps, so those are a problem. But the liquid ones like dish soap, especially the Hamish brands that are very, very liquidy. So lechayra, those should be okay. But if you're not sure, so you water down your soap. Rav Moshe also has an interesting thing. They hold you have to water it down before Shabbos. You can't even water it down on Shabbos. But many disagree with that. Okay, Zayin, mayim sheina derech lirchatz b'mel l'refuah. Let's say water that you would never use. You would never go into it except for refuah. Gan sheim royim and meusim. They're bad or disgusting. So also lirchatz b'mel b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to wash with them. Shabbos kivin shenikar shu mechamel l'refuah, since it's recognizable that you're doing this for healing purposes. Right? Because else would you go into this dirty water unless it was for refuah? That's only if you sit in the water for a while. But if you don't sit in them, then it's mutar. Because it only looks like you're cooling off, which we already said yesterday, the minig is not to go into water. But since and from the Gemara's times, it just looks like you're cooling off, so then it's okay. And in Chamei Tveri, which is hot water, if the derech is not to wash in them only for refuah, it is also to do refuah on Shabbos, even if you don't sit in there. Now, this is also, of course, talking about with somebody who's not a chayla. If somebody's a legit chayla and he has a heter to heal on Shabbos, then he's allowed to do this. Okay. Simen Pei Zayin, Dvarim Shetzrichin Lizar Behemos Chayas Va'ofes, things that you have to be careful with, animals, wild
Jago,
animals and birds. Yeah.
stepping back to the soap, the foam soap, is that an issue?
Oh, very good. I don't believe the foam soap is an issue, even though it foams up, because it's really nothing. That foam dissipates very fast. I think there are machmirim. I
It's a
personally,
liquid, but I think you're adding bubbles to it, I believe. Air.
right, but the bubbles just disappear in a second. It's also the same issue with using those spray cans, a big shvuas shaila, using the spray can. What do you call it? Whip.
On soap spray.
No, I'm talking about for food.
Oh, the Rich's Whip.
Riches, not Riches Whip, but the Hamish brands that you spray it and it comes out in a. So some places can say
I
it's a
thought that the
problem.
design issue.
Nah, the design is not the issue. The issue is that in the can it's liquid and then it comes out into this foam. The thing is, it melts right away. So, yeah, so but I there are those that say you can't use that foaming soap, but it's really there's nothing to it.
Whipped
So,
cream.
what? Whipped cream,
Whipped
that's
cream.
it. Whipped cream, thank you. Thank you. You think I should figure that out? I still got a couple weeks till the Shavuos shilas kick in to remember that it's whipped cream. Yeah, thank you. Okay, so now this is funny because it's not funny, but There's 24 seifim on using animals. So the most of the animals that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is going to focus on are animals like farm animals, horses and mules and donkeys, etc. But since Corona in our neighborhood, the amount of people with pets is through the roof, almost to the point where I'm thinking about making a PDF on how to deal with live animals on Shabbos. But be that it may be, it comes up. Right. Okay, so there's 24 se'ifim on that. So Aleph, Sivlaman Yinuach Sharchova Chamerecha. So your shor and your chamor have to rest. Hare ki hizhira hatara shagama behema shel Yisrael tanuach. You have to be careful that your animal also has to rest. Meaning not only do you have to keep Shabbos, your animals have to keep Shabbos. Right? V'loi behema v'vad, ela kol balechem, not only a behema, but anything live that you own. V'lochein also l'nich l'vehemtu shetoytzi eze masa. You're not allowed to put a load onto your animal to carry on Shabbos. And even if you don't ask it to go into the public, you just put it on it, and it goes out to Shasarav. You are mavatal, a mitzvah saseh. It's not a lav, but the pasuk says that your animal should also rest. So you have to make sure that your animal rests. Even something that you put onto the animal just like for beauty. Havimasa, that's also considered a masa. So your animal is not allowed to go out on Shabbos with whatever it is, whatever they would go out with for beauty, like bows and ribbons and that type of thing. But for what it's going out with is for to heal it. Like a bandage, muteris lotzis by it is mutter to go out with it. If something that it needs, you need for the watching of the animal, it's considered like a malbush of the person, and it's mutter to go out with it. But if it's for enhanced shmira, that's not allowed, because that's too much. Or and also something that the animal is not really going to protect the animal. But even if a different animal will be, it will protect him. So by this behemoth is considered a masa v'asar, and it is asar, right? So let's say, I guess, a leash for a pit bull, that may not work. So then you the animal can the pit bull cannot go out with that leash. Okay, so a horse can go out with the different terminologies are. These are things to lead the animal. Havaloi b'shneim, I mean, he can go out with either an afsar or a resin, right? But not with both, because like we said, you don't need both. That's too much. And you're allowed to tie or wrap the rope of the afsar around its neck and go out that way. Actually, but it has to be a little thin so that you'll be able to stick your hand in between the, let's call it a collar, between the collar and the animal, between its neck, so that you can pull it if it wants to run away. Meaning you're walking next to this horse and you want to put the rope around its neck so you can grab if it starts running away. So you have to have enough room it's not a lasso, but it's collar. In the collar that you should be able to grab it. And it's mutter to carry this collar and to put it on top of it. As long as you don't lean on the animal. You are not allowed to lean on an animal on Shabbos. But a donkey cannot go out with this resin of barzel, which is like this metal piece that you put near its mouth to hold on to it. For a donkey, that's too much. Obviously, this does not really pertain to us. and a shor and a parah that don't need shimur. Asurum lotzis b'chevel sabes zavon. You cannot put anything around their neck. Ella imregil and levrayach, unless they're the type that runs away. In kosher chevel b'fi asus, if let's say you tie a rope in the mouth of the horse, there is a masa that is considered a load. The fisha ain't a mishtamavoy because it's not going to be watched without shu nishmat b'piv. Because it slips out of the mouth. And it's not similar to a afsar, which is tied onto its head. Okay, so you have to know the technicals of each individual animal, what's considered legit and what's not. Gemel sus, a horse, they should not go out with a saddle, or that's the cloth, the cloth that they put under the saddle. But a chamor goes out with the mardas, shalei yiskar, shouldn't get cold. When they should tivag the scar, because its nature is to be cold. A donkey is naturally cold. And if you tie it on the mardas on Erev Shabbos, then it's allowed to go out with it on Shabbos because it's considered a malvish. But if it's not tied onto the animal, don't go out with it. Maybe it'll fall down. And then you're going to lift it. You're going to bring it. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to tie it on. Why can't you tie it on? Because then you're going to have to come close to the animal. But listen, in order to tie it around the animal, you're going to have to lean on the animal, which we said you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And the chamor is in the chotzer, meaning in your yard, you're allowed to put the mardas on because of the cold, as long as it doesn't go out. But on a horse, you should not put this mardas, this blanket at all, and like a shakar gadol, unless it's very cold. Shemazik gam lo sus, because it damages the sus. When it's hot, shazvubim rabim, there's many flies, and with saramois, and they're giving pain to the animal. You're allowed to put on the mardas. You just got to be careful that you don't lead on the animal. So you see from this that we do relax the halachas a little bit, even if it's just for the comfortability of an animal. And to take off the mardas, whether it's from a chamor or a sus, it's also keeping the less late tsar and lo yisrael. It's not going to be pain if you don't remove it. So therefore, you are not allowed to remove it because we're afraid you're going to lean on the animal. An animal cannot go out with a bell. Even though you stuff up the bell and it doesn't bang, right? It doesn't make noise. Even in a city with an Erev, you're not allowed to do this. Only in the chotzer you could have it on there. The reason for this is because it seems like the way they sold animals and they went to the market with the animals was when they put a bell around its neck to show that it's for sale. So if you walk around with it around its neck, it looks like you're going to the market on Shabbos, which is a Marasayan issue. And if it's not stuffed up and it makes noise, then even in a chatzar, it's not allowed because, like we had before, you're not allowed to make sounds on Shabbos for no reason. You're allowed to walk with the horse with the rope that's attached to that piece on the face. But you have to hold on to the end of the rope. The rope shouldn't sit out of your hand at tefach. This is one of the more common animal shilas on Shabbos. Finally, we have something more practical. Somebody wants to walk a dog and it's not in an Eruv, like the Farakwe boardwalk, which most of it is now in the Eruv, but people wanted to walk on there. So if you hold the leash, you have to make sure that there's no tefach hanging out from the leash, right? Then it looks like you're carrying that part. That's one. And then the rope that's between your hand and the animal, between you and the dog, should not go within a tefach of the ground. So you have to make sure the rope stretches out, that it's more than a tefach above the ground. And if the rope is very long, then wrap it around. He's talking about a horse, but the same thing applies to anything. Then you wrap it. You can wrap it multiple times around the sus. So that would be the way to walk a dog when there's no eruv. Because it's the dog carrying the leash, not you. Let's say you're walking multiple animals that tied to next to each other. Who typhus be other afsar echad, and he's holding one in his hand. Meaning you have like a train of animals. Each one's tied to the next, and you're pulling one. Also, lasses can be Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. A filu b'iram is to kenes be'erivin, even in a city that's mesukin with erivin. Why? Because again, it looks like you're bringing them to the market to sell them. You're allowed to hold many ropes of animals in your hand, to take them in the way, I mean, you have to do it, you have to carry it in the way that we said, that you don't have a tefach sticking out from your hand, and the rope should not go within a tefach of the ground. Okay, we will stop there. Everybody should have a fine night. Shabbat Surah's Toivus.
Yes.